Anyway, let's move on, Matty. The Carlton season review. We're doing our season review, our club season review a little earlier tonight. The Blues finished 13th, 8 wins and 14 losses. And the off-season, they bring in George Hewitt from Sydney, Lewis Young from the Dogs, and the big one, Adam Chera from the Dockers. They lose Sam Petrescu-Seaton, who goes back west.
Yep.
And they'll take one pick in the draft, which will be 25. They've got 64 and 82, which you think they won't use. Initial thoughts on the Blues?
I like them. I like where the Blues are at. Yeah, I think they've got all the tools. They've got everything there. They just have to – they've got all the ingredients to make a beautiful cake. They just have to have a chef that can put it all together. And I hope for Carlton's sake and Carlton fans' sake like you, it's Michael Voss. But I think they've got it all. They've got it all there. It's just a matter of putting it all together.
Squid Games, we play green light, red light. We start with a positive, Matt.
Green light.
Thank you, behind the glass, Matty Granlund.
Oh, there's a couple, but I'm going to say Sam Walsh. I mean, to have the season that he had, he's just extraordinary.
He's nearly won the Brownlow.
Well, he'll be one of the favourites to win the Brownlow next year. I mean, he is just an extraordinary talent. Mackay is another one, obviously, is a green light, but I'm going to say Sam Walsh because I love watching him play.
Have you ever seen in all your times of covering and calling footy, Matt, a player as young, look as well-equipped?
Joel Selwood's the only one that comes to mind. When Selwood's he first good, came man. Into the competition in 2007, I'm going to say.
Different kind of player, but he had as big an impact, didn't he?
Yeah, he was. He hit the ground running, but, I mean, his season and the way he started his AFL career is nothing short of extraordinary.
And the negative?
Red light!
I'm going to say Patrick Cripps.
Yeah.
He just did not, for whatever reason, didn't fire. Now, whether it was injury, we heard it was injury early doors, whether he didn't get along with the coach and fell out there and then lost a little bit of a passion for it and a lot of bit of I think there was a lot of talk around his contract all year as well.
Yep.
But he can play so much better. And he's got I think the other thing that I'd like to see Patrick Cripps do, and we say this every year, is to go forward and hit the scoreboard. I mean, he could, you know, for his size, I'd love to see him, with Walsh now in there as probably their best midfielder, and then Chera coming in and Paddy Dow. I mean, they got that midfield. I'd love to see Paddy Cripps go forward and hit the scoreboard, kick some goals, because he's certainly capable of taking a mark, whether or not he can convert. But I think there's some upside in him under Michael Voss.
Interesting to see what he does with his body this year, Paddy Cripps. He's toyed with getting lighter and quicker and more agile into putting weight back on and being the brute that he was. Andrew Russell's obviously got the best record of being able to do that from a physical perspective. So, I agree with you. Huge year for Paddy Cripps.
And the other one is Zach Williams as well. I mean,
had a shocking year.
It was shocking. And look, when you spoke to people at GWS about Zach Williams, and we all probably did when he moved to Carlton, they said the same thing, that he'd have an exit meeting and he'd say, I'm going to come back, I'm going to train over the summer, I'll come back in tip-top shape, and he'd come back every season overweight, and then he'd be chasing his tail, and that's exactly what happened at Carlton.
And when you're on
$800,000
a year, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse for that for a $300,000 player, to be honest.
No.
But it's just, he was really disappointing. Let's hope he turns that around. The three key questions. A finals only a pass mark for Michael Voss? Good opening question.
Yeah, very good opening question. No, I don't think so. I think when you're a new coach, you get a little bit of a grace period. I don't think... I know Carlton fans are...
This might be Man United sort
It might
of
be. It could be Man United
stuff.
Give
about six games, I reckon.
Yeah, get rid of Voss. I don't know why we got him. Why didn't they get Ross? I can see. I can do the talkback calls before they even come.
Yeah.
Sam, I've taken so many over the years. But
Sam from Richmond's a liar. Yeah.
Sam, yeah. But, yeah, I think he gets, if he just falls short, I reckon he gets a year's grace.
Okay. You talked about him before, but the chances of Cripps getting back to his best. I mean, this is an interesting question because the line that he said for himself, or the bar that he set for himself, rather, was so high that the next year was a natural letdown.
Yeah.
Then we had last year, which is, maybe that breakout year was the aberration.
Yeah. I think under a new coach, you see players lift again. And I just get the feeling, just with a couple of things maybe David Teague said towards the end of the season, and even David Teague's manager said about Patrick Cripps, Liam Pickering, that they fell out.
Which is an extraordinary thing for a manager to say, really.
Absolutely. And I just reckon new coach, new environment, You know, he'll be on his best behaviour, and I reckon he'll have a pretty good year.
Okay, I might have a crack at the final question. How important are fringe players like Dow and O'Brien for this side improving? I think it's a really interesting question. I think Dow could be, I'm not going to say Dow could be anything, because I don't think he can be, say, Paddy Cripps or Sam Walsh, but Dow can be a 200-game AFL player that spends a lot of time in the midfield and goes forward and does different roles. He tags a little bit. He plays breakout roles. I think his improvement is significant to the side. And Lachie O'Brien's just been absolutely butchered from a coaching perspective since he got there. He's a hard-running guy that almost runs the beep test out outside wingman that has been used maybe 25% of the time in senior footy on the wing. They tried to turn him into an inside midfielder, which is just one of the more extraordinary things I've seen at AFL level. And then when they brought him back after playing 6 weeks in the midfield, they played him on the wing.
Yeah.
He's just been misused. And I'm not saying that Lachie O'Brien was a great pick at pick 10 or whatever he was. I think it was 10. But he's an AFL footballer, and there's no doubt that someone, if it's not Carlton, will get the best out of him. So I hope Michael Voss can see that. Okay, the unders and overs. They won 8.5. No, sorry, they won 8 games. Didn't have a draw. They won 8 games this year, Matty.
Yep.
I'm setting the line at 9.5.
9.5. I think they'll go over.
I do as well.
Yeah, I'm going to say overs.
Yep.
They had a shocking year in, let's be honest, this year. So, no, I'm going to say overs.
Harry Mackay, and the man of goals, he will kick the Coleman medalist. He kicked 58 this year. I'm setting the line at 60.5.
He missed 3 games, you got to remember,
he
too.
Did, yeah.
Look, he's a star, Harry Mackay. I'm going to go overs.
I'm going overs as well.
Comfortably.
Really? Because not many blokes kick sort of 65-plus these days, do they?
And he has a lot of shots at goal. He misses a lot, too. Yeah. So if he can get his goal kicking right, I mean, what was his conversion? It was something like he'd have
50, low 50s.
Like it'd be like 2-3-5 a game or something. Yeah. So he'd be having like 8 shots a game. So if he can get that right, I reckon well overs.
And the new look midfield as well with Chera coming in, if they get better ball to him too. An amount of Brownlow votes for Sam Walsh. He polled 30 Brownlow votes last year. So let's just basically to set the line there.
Yeah.
29.5.
Yeah, overs. Of course, overs. We talked about this last night, and the midfield is getting so many possessions.
30 votes is so many.
If they have 8 wins and he's getting, 30 votes in the Brownlow, if they win 10 or 11, he's getting over 30 votes. He's almost winning the thing.
Okay. I'm saying overs just because I can't believe that he'll go worse, to be honest. And I'm going to create one last little question here. In fact, this is what I think is Carlton's season in a bottle.
Okay.
Next year. If Charlie Curnow plays 16 games or more, they'll make the 8 comfortably.
Yeah.
If he plays less than 10 games, I think they'll struggle. I think that Charlie Curnow, and to talk about getting back to his best, I think Charlie Curnow at 80% is in the top 5 forwards in the comp.
Yeah.
Just for what he can do versus what others can't do. And he also really helps Harry Mackay because people start worrying about Curnow. So I think he's their most important player.
I don't know. You would know more about his body. Is he right? Is his body broken?
I'm not sure.
Can he break down again?
I'm not sure he's ever going to have the movement that he once did. But you still saw some stuff after no training in games late last year where it's just like, oh my goodness.
We just hope we don't get that email. Saying
I'm not coming in that day if it happens.
Yeah, saying that he's going to take 5 or 6 weeks out of the game.
Lawrence, if that happens over the summer, I will not be found. Okay, Peter Drury is going to join us next to talk all things EPL.